ministries,
King Mind Dad,
Spirit of Revelation.
You can be sure there are beautiful, productive, and quality things you can do in life, all while maintaining your place in the rat race. Combating messiness in the workplace can become discouraging and energy draining. An organization's atmosphere of social networking can be freed from toxicity. In order to achieve this, a Christian led by the Holy Spirit possesses the ability to encourage, help, and listen in order to offset negative energy. Today, Bible scholar teacher Charles T. Walker teaches us how Daniel's actions changed his workplace situation. And now, we tune in to Charles T. Walker.
I'd like to talk to you today about trials, pressures, and plots that Christians endure in the workplace. Whether you work at the federal, state, or local sectors, there's always unfair challenges. Daniel chapter 6, verse 1 reads, "It pleased Darius the king to appoint 120 satraps to rule throughout the kingdom, with three administrators over them, one of whom was Daniel. The satraps were made accountable to the administrators so that the king may not lose any value or property. Now Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. At this, the administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs. There was envy there and jealousy. But they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent." Verse number 6. So these administrators, they got together as a group and went to the king with a devised plan. They said, the royal administrators to him, "We have come up with a plan that we think that you should look at. And the governors have all agreed that the king should issue an edict and enforce the decree that anyone who prays to any god or human being during the next 30 days, except to you, your majesty, should be thrown into the lion's den." Verse number 11, "Then these men went as a group and found Daniel praying." This is the second time in the scriptures we see that they went as a group. Such is the backdoor games and the plots and the character assassinations. It happens in groups. "These men went and found Daniel praying and asking God for help. So they went immediately to the king and told him that Daniel was breaking the decree. They reminded him, did you not publish a decree that during the next 30 days, anyone who prays to any other god or human being besides you, O your majesty, should be thrown into the lion's den?" Verse number 13, "Then they said, well, King Darius, one of your top administrators, Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you. He still prays three times a day, your majesty." In verse number 15, "Then the men went as a group." This is the third time in chapter 6 of Daniel. We notice that this group went to the King Darius and reminded him. They went to your supervisor. They went to your section leader. They went to the director and reminded them that according to the system operating procedure, it is unlawful to do this. Or according to the command policy of the Medes and Persians, no decree or edict the king issue can be changed. The workplace can produce much distress when other employees engage in competitive practices just to gain recognition, rewards, and promotions. These grisly practices are orchestrated, as we see in our text today. It's so orchestrated in the form of undermining, backdoor games, cubicle whispers, lies, plots, unfair politics, and character assassinations, all of which can cause an explosive reaction and ill feelings. But Daniel did not let his emotions overtake him to cause any more trouble that was brewing up by these groups. He, in fact, went to pray and he prayed hard. Sometimes your boss can leave a worker in charge of a specific section, and they begin to take advantage of their power and authority that in effect is causing you career damage. He'll coordinate with other co-workers who agree to say untrue things about your performance, thus causing others to view you in a negative light. Oddly, though, they will also engage in talks of performance assassination, and they will hold unhealthy attitudes against you. Such was the atmosphere of Daniel. So they went to the king and spoke to him about his royal decree. You know, if plotters can solidify their story, it gains effective strength. But remember, there is validity in numbers, regardless of how untrue. However, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1 cautions us with this word. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When the Lord hates something, believe me, he will do something about it. Their actions will soon be corrected and not go unpunished. It may seem plotters are getting away with so much of their hijacking of persons' personal goals, hindering full job retirements, destroying careers, refusing salary increase, blocking position elevations, and keeping up steady confusion while they are enjoying the good life offers. But in Revelation chapter 20, verse 12, it says, "And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and the books were open. Another book was open, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books." The dead were judged according to what they had done. Even if what was done to you cost you dearly for the rest of your life. For instance, you were close to 6 more years until retirement at a company, but plotters coordinated a malicious scheme that ultimately ended your years of hard work. In our story of Daniel, the same happened to him. He lost his job through satanic influence in others. This is signified by the scripture when it says, "A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his signet ring and with the rings of his nobles, so that Daniel's situation might not be changed." The supervisor, the section leaders were involved in this horrific plot. But don't fret, just wait. Even when you don't see justice in your lifetime, and they have lived a good, comfortable life, don't fret, just wait. This scripture in Revelation chapter 20 tells us karma is happening when it says, "I saw the dead were judged according to what they had done as recorded in the books." My listeners, those who lived comfortable lives without any regard to God's request for a righteous rule, nor valued the job needs of other people, and has cost them great earthly suffering behind their schematic doings, will be raised to life before Jesus, and you then will see the fate of their punishment that you didn't see in this life.
Kingdom Mind Ministries,
KingMind.org,
the Spirit of Revelation.